Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sheila Scheuge, and this is Ready to Be Real Conversations, the podcast series where I chat to people of all walks of life. Some names you'll recognise, others you might not, but my hope is that these conversations will at times inspire, challenge, educate, comfort, or simply entertain you. In this episode, I sit down with dynamic duo Tadhg and Derry Fleming.
Normally dad, now a mum be expecting a new pup at home, a four-legged friend, but we would be expecting our first baby, myself
Amazing.
And Elena, so we're over the moon, and it's like that. We have planned it, but we didn't think it'd be that soon. He's here now next to me, he's crying, but he's going to be Granddad Derry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go side Derry now, and it's going to be baby content. But no, we're absolutely over the moon. Elena, she can't wait as well. So it's definitely a new chapter for the two of us.
Tadhg and his dad, Derry, are part of the Fleming family that we know and love from Kerry, who shot to fame when a bat flew into the family home 6 years ago and the video went viral.
Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Derry, catch him!
Mother Maureen and sisters Sive and Marianne, along with Tadhg's wife Alana and their much-loved dogs, of course, complete the extended Fleming family for now. Because as you just heard there, there'll be a new member in the family in a few months' time as Tadhg is going to be a dad himself. We spoke in Galway last Friday, and this conversation gives us a much better sense of who they really are, what matters to them, how important faith is in their lives, and simply put, what genuine and gorgeous people they really are. I loved this conversation, and I hope you do too.
It's like I've been doing this over 10 years, as in like well before anything that went viral. Do you know, I set up a page and I've been putting up stuff here. Like it's the fly in the wall stuff. Do you know, It's the stuff that just happens at home. And
yeah, it's amazing, really. I'm still fascinated by it. Like
we still like, you know, in awe. If you're walking down the street, they're like, ah. Even there was guards yesterday when we were walking past, and they were like,
"No, no, that's
Flemings, Hortings." You know, yeah.
Like it's weird. Like from that point
it is.
Of view, like,
but like you go along with it, you know, as well. We never get, you know, carried away.
In the early days, like I thought, like we were having a crack at home. Like I didn't realize, I do know, like, but I
he was in the credit union.
It was only for ourselves at home. Like I didn't realize that other people could see this. Like,
yeah, a couple of thousand people are looking at him, you know, and he's like, "Oh."
It's amazing, like...
What was that thing again? I remember you outside.
I work in the credit union, like, and people said, geez, I always thought you were so serious, like, but, you know, when you're dealing with people's business, like, it's a different ballgame.
Of course.
And, but I suppose it kind of broke the back in it, like, that I'm human, and, do you know what I mean, there's another side, like, to people that you don't see, like, in their work environment. And I think for a lot of people, they felt... that could approach me more, like, even though I've always been open, like, to people, but they saw a different side to me, and they were, I even see change in people, the way they'd interact with me afterwards, like,
yeah.
Which was nice.
It was always, like, the bigger line to go to see Dad and the credit union than normal.
And even the range of people, like in ages, like there was, I remember one day I was passing in, and there was this elderly guy, he was maybe about 80, and he called me, like, and I thought just to do a loan or something. And he says, "Is there any chance you give me a loan on those red shoes?" It was just
a red stiletto.
Like, and I said, "How on God's earth does that mean?" But it's just, you know, a part of it, like,
that, and I think that's what I can feel from just the few times I've met you, which isn't often, but we obviously have met at the Ploughing Championships.
Yeah.
We have popped down the past 2 years and it's just been great crack. But you strike me as there is, like, obviously with both of you, there are many different facets to everyone, regardless of who they are. But obviously we see an aspect of who you are through your videos that's very playful and fun and often very daft. But that there's obviously, like with both of you, completely other sides to your personality. And with you, it strikes me that you can be serious and you are very sincere and you're not always like laughing and joking, even though that's the Derry we know, and kind of getting maybe annoyed at you or whatever it is, which we love. But there's obviously so much more to you. And I suppose that's what a conversation like this one is going to, you know, give the listener as well, maybe a better sense of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100% like that. I'd be very shy. I would be very, you know, I wouldn't be hopping off the walls 24/7. And people see that as well when they meet you. You know, they're expecting what they're watching.
Yeah.
Know? Whereas I'd kind of be like I don't know.
Go on, out with it.
Out with it. I don't want to do videos. No, but it would be a thing where, like, we have our life and we put so much out there for the mad 10 seconds, 15 seconds or whatever it is at home, that we're not like that the whole time.
Sure.
You know? And that was one thing, like when I got asked to go on Hell Week, like that's the thing though that was completely out of my comfort zone. But I wanted to go on there and show, look, I can focus and try and do something completely that's like, I'm not a messer, you know?
Mm.
I know I can have fun at home with Dad and we can, you know, have the crack, but there then it's completely, what's going on?
Did you say you're not a messer? I can tell you are a messer.
But like, you know, like not every day. Like if I'm walking down and shopping and stuff like that, I suppose people are kind of expecting that. The worst is on nights out, you know.
Do you feel a pressure then if somebody comes across you and that they want the tiger that they see?
Not even that though. And I'll chat to anyone. Come here, I worked in retail for 7 years. You know, I'm well used to chatting. But it's almost like you're put on that spot and it's like, it's almost like this, well, not like normally, but on nights out, it's like, do the thing or say the line. And it's like, it gets to a point where, like, as you said, there's more to us than just roaring catch from Derry or whose dog is that or something like that. And it's like, they'll have the flash in your face and come here. Sometimes you mightn't have a good day, you know, and they'll come across you and you just have to switch on. You know, I know you put yourself in that space, but sometimes it's just prevented me from going to say, to the shop there for milk, or, you know, I just said I can't go in there today because I know I'll be stopped. Do you know, it's a tough one.
And it's that's the level of fame, I suppose, that you have now, because you're one of the top followed, I suppose, social media accounts in Ireland.
Yeah.
Between
it's mad.
Yeah.
It's nuts to think about it as well. Like, you know, we just kind of do our own thing. And
yeah, but it all depends, like you say, like, and the person and the mood you're in and where you are at that point in time.
During the day.
Yeah. But then even, for instance, today now in Galway, I met this lady, came up to me, and a fabulous lady. And she says, "Hi, Derry." And I said, "Hi, how are you?" And she started giving me her story. And she started off with saying, "I want to say thank you so much." She was living in the States during lockdown. And she actually came back here for, she was an addiction.
Okay, yeah.
And she, just the most beautiful lady, that's all I can say. And we were chatting.
We
and
lost
my phone
him.
Kept ringing.
I kept trying to find him. I was like, "Where are you?"
They were gone. Yeah. And
it was by pure chance that he met this lady.
And I actually told her that we were doing a podcast today with yourself. And but I spent that time with her. And this is the one thing for me with all this, the amount of messages that we've gotten from people.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me realise, you know, like, there's no family any different. They all have happy times, sad times, troubled times, worry times, family members that need that extra bit of help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have up days, we all have down days. But with speaking with that girl today, I don't know what it was. There was something, it was just beautiful. Like, she actually told me she was just after coming out from her counsellor.
Yeah.
She's in addiction now and she's clean with 12 months or something, she was saying. And I said, that's fantastic, I said. And, you know, like, we just were chatting away and then she says to me, you know, I was meant to meet you, she says, because you actually and your family, she said, your videos, she said, did so much for me. And, you know, when you hear that.
Yeah.
And, like,
he's crying now.
I'm actually, I get very emotional with things like that.
Yeah. It's all right. Relax.
No, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. And I just said to her, like, and she was a beautiful person. And I told her that like, mm-hmm. and I said, like, life, I was saying, you know, I said, fair juice to you. I said, you are now in a position that you can actually help others. And, you know, I was encouraging her, like, to, when she'd look in the mirror in the morning and say, I love that person.
Mm.
I said, not to be hard on yourself, because ourselves are very hard on ourselves. We can be our own worst critic at times.
Yeah.
But I said, if you want to know even what to manage, life can be just your next breath. Mm. You know, and I said, like, if you want to do something, it's up to you to do it. Mm. And you're not responsible for anybody's happiness other than your own. And, you know, when you say that to them, and if you're doing something, you might be doing something now that you don't want to do, but it will help you to get to where you want to go to.
Mm.
And we had a fabulous chat, like, and, you know, I actually, it makes me feel good.
Yeah, of course it does, yeah.
Because
you know that what you're doing, even though it might just seem like a bit of silly nonsense, but actually what you're doing is you're giving people an outlet, or you're bringing joy into the world, and you don't know the person on the other, you know, who's looking at it,
yeah.
what kind of day they're having, what they're going through, and what that might do for them if they're going through a hard time and it's given them a lift. And I'm so glad for you that you got that today, because I'm sure there are plenty of people that'll never reach out to you and let you know yeah. how you've helped them through a difficult time. And that's actually what you do. And I think that is the power of social media
yeah.
in the most positive way, because yeah. look, we all know there's plenty of negatives.
Yeah.
But isn't it great when you can actually lift someone's mood?
But we never knew, you know,
yeah.
even through lockdown, people are like, they tuned in and you could see like it was snowballing into
yeah.
all over America and Australia. And it was like Irish living abroad. We're like, oh, you know, that's us. You know, that's our family at home. And we never knew. We were keeping ourselves going. You know, we were going out there. We were doing a dance routine, or we were just kind of, we were sick of watching what was on the TV, sick of listening to the radio. You know, so we said, look, we have this time that we'll probably never get back again.
Yeah.
You know, to create memories, I suppose.
And like, I think the good thing, if I may say a good thing, well, I like to say good things because I don't do negative. Like, give me negative, as the man says, and I'll give you a positive.
I tried to keep him away from the comments
yeah.
on Facebook. That was the one big thing. So
yeah,
he hadn't a clue, as you were saying before, like he hadn't a clue what was going up. But they're after getting a bit tech savvy now on Facebook. And I said, Mom, and I had to block them from the page.
Okay.
I was like, Mom.
For their
like,
own protection.
Why are they saying this now? And why are they giving out? And why? And I said, come here, first of all, these are like
we've gone past accounts. That now.
We've gone well past that now, yeah.
yeah and
but that,
it's a platform. Like, I think it has given people a platform to say what they want to say, you know, or how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I think that's, it's great if you can do something positive, do you know what I mean, towards people who are actually terminally ill or sick.
Yeah. But even like our page is like, as you said, like if you say something online now, you're going to get nailed, whatever. Like there's for and against and everything. But with our page, it's great because it's like a community, you know, even in the comments, like 99% are positive. And, you know, we're so grateful,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if someone says something bad, we don't have to reply to that person. You'll get 10 more people saying go in shag yeah, off like yeah, you know yeah. So I suppose that way, like, it's a good, you know, it's a good kind of spirit in that Facebook page and Instagram and like that. We were only kind of using TikTok then recently during lockdown to share the stuff that we've been putting up anyway. So, but like the messages, there's one message that stood out. Do you remember the, it was a lady and she, her daughter.
Oh yeah, that was, let me cry.
I'm sorry, no, I'll say it. But it was lovely message. We got this big, and like that, I tried to stay away from messages as well. Do you know, I don't want to go down there because like that, you're going to see nice
for your
ones.
Own head.
Yeah, because someone says something to me, it'll stick, something negative, it'll stick in there. And no matter what it is, you know, I'd be, next time I'd be like thinking of that and I'd be protecting them or my sisters or whatever. So yeah, I went in, there was by pure chance, I went in and I saw this message from this lady and it was massive, like it was a big essay.
Massive. And it was a mother whose daughter had committed suicide. And she wrote to us, her daughter was 16 and she was thanking us for the laughter that her daughter had prior to she dying.
She was doing the dance routine, the blind the lights one we did during lockdown, and she said it was the last time she
laughed, like, and that but can you imagine, like, I was here, my parent, like,
yeah,
after, it was mad. Even for us, like, we're not professionals, you know, we don't know, but we just messaged her back and just acknowledged and said, look, yeah, we don't know.
We did.
Like, I understand why you're emotional. I'm emotional listening to that, as anyone would be listening, even just hearing it.
The mom and the daughter were learning the dance together. You know, so
by watching your work.
Doing the, it was just that one that took us about 4 days to do. But it is, it's that one that stuck with me, you know. And like normally now I try, and we do, we replied to so many messages. It was birthdays and communions or weddings and we'd always reply, but
you can't get back to everyone either.
You can't, because it's impossible, but like we try, but it's just
but it's amazing, like, you. The amount of people, like I said, that would be going through treatment and that, and you know, their friends would message us, like, to do a little video to send to them to give them a boost,
a couple of seconds,
we'd always go out of our way, like, to do that, like, if we could.
What else to be doing? Do you know, it's nice to, like, even, give back as well. Do you know, it's weird. We never would.
And there was one, he was a little boy, he was autistic. And we did a video for him, like, and the mom sent it back to us, his reaction.
So he just,
And to
so
see him nice. Belly, like, you know, there is lifts. You get such. But to see, this is something that we
social
didn't
media
even
gets a bad rep, but this, you know, there is good.
There is good
there
things
is definitely
that
good
can
things
be
in it, but,
done. Yeah. And, like, it's things like that. Like, if you kind of. An impact, I suppose, like,
come here, like that. If you want to reply to someone, it takes 10 minutes, you know. Yeah.
But like, it's nice, like, and but it's something we never thought of
setting out 10 years ago.
10 years ago, and like you say, if you're acting the clown or having a bit of a crack or you don't mind sharing it, and if sharing that, like, helps somebody else. Even there was one lady who was actually inside, she was in labor. And prior to she going in, she said, she's
the last face she saw was Derry in some union dress.
Yeah, I know, it's funny, like, the stuff you get, like, we get a laugh ourselves back
off. Of course. So you were doing this 10 years ago, but it wasn't really until about 6 years ago with the bat video, it went from you tipping along, doing your fly in the wall stuff.
And
I mean, what kind of a following had you prior to the bat video?
So I remember I did a course in digital media, so I was working in lifestyle for 7 years, you know, and I remember doing little vines, little videos, little sketches myself. So I said, I set up a page myself on Facebook and YouTube. So that was grand. I always had an interest in doing videos. You know, I loved it. Awful. I remember using Windows Movie Maker, you know, back, and I was trying to do a video myself and Marianne and, like, edit. It was like a Harry Potter trend. This is before trends, but it was like going on a broom. It was called brooming. I still have the screenshot. It was like 2001 or 11 or something. And it took me hours, 4 hours to make it. Myself, Marianne, we're outside and we did the video, and I went on joe.ie, the page, the old joe.ie. And that was the one time I was like, oh my God, that's class. You know, wow, I made that video and it went up and it got this many shares and stuff. So I always wanted to know, like, cameras. If I put that in there, I used to put it in a shoe and stick the shoe up into and get a different angle, you know? So I was always, like, learning and stuff like that. So I did college twice. I went the scenic route around. So I did, like, sports and massage. And then I did quantity surveying, which absolutely, I remember, like, I was never academic. I was looking out the window. He knew that.
But you were creative.
But yeah, and I was never a job. When I was in the Green there in Tralee, I loved it. I loved school. I loved, you know, I got on well with all the teachers. Actually, my maths teacher said to me, I remember he was like going through a theorem or something. And I was like, look, I haven't a clue. He goes, look, Tig, you're not going to do well in your Leaving Cert. Straight out. This is a month before, but you'll do well in life. And I was like, I'll take it. I'll take that, you know. So.
And he really was being, I suppose, very sincere very and genuine.
Honest.
And very
he's
honest.
He's an honest man anyway. So, yeah. John, yeah, like, yeah. So he... And I, do you know what? I knew it. I was like, come here. This
so,
is...
So how did that feel when he said that? Was it
I was kind of relief.
Really? Okay.
I was like, look, this is double Dutch to me. Theorems or whatever it was, Pythagoras theorem. I was like, not for me. So, but I never knew, you know, video or photography or videography was a path for someone, you know, to do. Because, like, I never had all my friends, no interest in it, you know, cousins. There was never anyone. Even you would have fucking, I couldn't fart when I was younger without it being videoed. This fella has VHS.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
So it might be actually thinking about it now. Yeah, it could be from.
Well, like that, Ty, like we were married 4 years before Ty came on stream.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first one born, as they say, there's the world of pictures, but I had him on video. He couldn't move his leg or smile or whatever.
There was Sudocream like, there one stage. He got the Sudocream.
You know,
did you have that on video? Wasn't
yeah.
It? Yeah.
But he could do no wrong, kind of like everything was on the video.
Look tight.
And I suppose, and then there's 9 years nearly between Tig and Sive. And not as many pictures or videos of Sive.
It was like halving as it went. And then Marianne,
no.
She was adopted because there was no photos, no videos.
The communion photo
when he went up there last year, was it?
Only last year. Marianne is 20. Last year, our communion picture went on the wall of fame, as we call it.
She always said it. She's like, where's my communion?
Where's my communion picture? Where's my communion picture? But I had it up then on the frame and the wall with the other two.
I said nothing.
Because we actually couldn't find the pictures, the original pictures, and I decided to dress her up on the communion picture about a year later. But we'd only one shoe. Put your other foot behind it. So
we'll show you the photo because she put the other one behind the shoe.
Yeah. Oh,
so she only has the one.
Dad, my hair doesn't even look the same. And my, but then eventually we found the original pictures.
That's brilliant. Oh, so on the wall. Is it on? Is it the original?
It's on
photo
the wall.
On the
and
wall?
It was up there about a month, but she hadn't seen it. And I says, Marianne, we were inside. You were actually there as well.
I came. She goes, what?
And I says, Marianne, did you not see your picture? Oh no! It was how she turned around. She said, "And yeah, and I don't even have a communal picture." I said, "Excuse me."
I said, "Look on the wall."
When did that go up there? She said, "But like I said, it only went up
last year, a couple of months
ago.
No,
just this year actually.
I think it could have been before Gogglebox. Make sure she's in there.
Yeah.
Show her in the back.
Yeah."
But where did I go from there? Oh yeah, so in school was it?
Yeah, so you
that was for school.
So it was I got the guidance counselor said, "Oh, you're good at drawing technical graphics, so go for quantity surveying."
Right.
You know, and I was just like, okay. And I went in there and it was maths.
Yeah, all maths.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm out of here. So 3 months in. But at that young age, I went off to America. I worked 4 summers in summer camps as well in New York. And that did me the world of good.
Yeah.
And then that way I went in to do sports or health and leisure in Tralee, you know, and I wanted to do the PE route. And when I was doing that course, I was like doing videos for other people. So I was in there, we were doing gym exercises and I used to do videos, you know. I remember do you remember the Harlem Shake?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I did that for our year, you know. And I was like, I like this, the whole editing and...
creativity.
Just like that kind of way, you know. So I said, look, I love sports, I love the whole... But I never saw, you know, me doing it. It was weird. So I went in that way, I went to do a course then in digital media. And I haven't looked. I went in there with 13,000. I remember I went in, you know, and I said to Jim Toomey was his name. He was the mentor. He was absolutely brilliant. I was like, I have 13,000 followers on Facebook. And he's like, yeah, so? And then I was just like, do you know, that's massive. It was 8 years ago. So I was like, I built this up myself, you know? And he's like, so what do you want to do about it? Do you know? And I was just like, I haven't the clue. Do you know? Mm. So anyway, I went in, there was 12 of us got picked and did the course for the year and I learned how to use a camera, how to edit properly. And we did interviews throughout the year, do you know? And basically, anytime, so we'd go off and we'd interview someone that had a story. That was his main thing, is to find a story with someone and to come back. And but we'd have to pitch it to him first. So he would, like, you'd have to stand up and you'd have to pitch the idea. And, like, if you thought you had a gold, he would question, he would break it down. He would, like, say, okay, so what do you want to do? Where do you want to go with it? Do you want to get RT to publish it? Do you want to go on, you know, whatever? And it would really make you think. And I think I'd taken that, even if we do put up a video and it does well, it's like, okay, that's great. Park it now and go on to the next thing. Mm. You know, there's no need in focusing on, oh, that's brilliant, you know? So I think you just go for it. But yeah, I still don't know what I want to do. Do you know that kind of way? He said to me when I had that, he said, come back to me when you have this many followers. And, you know, and then I guarantee you, if I went back to now, he goes, okay, come back to me now when you triple that again. So I suppose that way it was always.
He wants you to always do better.
Keep going.
And keep going, yeah.
Don't kind of get comfortable with.
Yeah.
You know, so it always stuck with me, you know.
So 13,000 followers.
On Facebook.
On Facebook. And then, of course, a bat enters the home.
who would have thought, like, that's all you would have needed, you know?
Six years ago.
It was 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was, and like, utter chaos. Yeah. That's the only way I could describe it. As in, like, the video wasn't going anywhere. Like, the video was a Snapchat, and I just threw it together and put it up.
So this thing happens, and it can happen. And, like, sometimes it might be, a robin that'll fly into a house or whatever. But a lot of people will just try and maybe get the bird or get the bat or whatever it is out of the house. But not everybody thinks to pick up the phone or the camera and actually record it. But that was your instinct.
Well, like, come here, since I was how old? Like, I've been doing fly on the wall stuff. So I was like,
exactly.
Here we
No. And you were talking about it there. This was too good an opportunity to miss.
I was, because you can hear me in the video. I was pissing myself laughing. I was like doing the whole, come on, dad, get the bat. And then I was like, just, he was full on serious, like, there was no, he wasn't even looking at me. And then mom went out the side.
Oh, it gets funnier. Yeah.
But it is, like, looking at it now, it definitely has opened so many doors for us, you know. And I think it's just, like we said it before, it gives people just a small insight, where it's a keyhole, look, people looking in at our life, you know, and what's it like, and on occasions, you know, like, it's not like catching the bats all the time.
Yeah.
But it was, that was funny. Yeah.
So you went from 13,000 followers to what? Like, how quickly did it, because I know it obviously went nuts. Viral.
So like we had no control over that. So you had all these pages sharing it.
Because it initially was on Snapchat, wasn't it?
Snapchat, and it's 24 hours, that's gone. And it was one of my friends, he said, put that I want to show my dad, please. You know, because it was, and I said, yeah, thank God he said it. Gone. Yeah. So like, I put it together, I put it on my own, the page I had, you know, and yeah, it just blew up. Like, we went down, was it Tokyo Radio? I didn't understand what we were chatting away to them anyway. And
Jimmy Kimmel show.
Like, I thought Jimmy Kimmel was, I thought it was one of my uncles messing, because I have eight uncles and one of them is a pure messer, Terry. So I thought it was just them being like, you know, taking the piss, but it was amazing. And it was very cool. Like, to me, all these experiences we're getting, you know, it's.
Yeah.
It's amazing to look back
in. Isn't it amazing to think just a moment in time, like a few minutes in your lives.
Nuts.
And it was literally transformative.
Yeah.
And it's then crazy, like every radio station and every news channel. And
we're on the Late Late.
We were actually on BBC, how to get a bat out of your kitchen. And I said, sure, I was like, come here. Sure, that's no fun. Turn off all the lights and open the windows. I said, I know now, because everybody keeps saying it to us.
And was it that quiz, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something? There was a question.
Yeah, why did someone go viral for
trying to get a bat out of their kitchen? Or something,
you know,
like,
you've made it when.
Yeah, And like that, like we kind of went with it, but I guarantee you there were so many things, you know, like the messages coming in, it was too much, you know, for me. I remember, this is actually during lockdown, there were so many opportunities and I came over to dad and was like, I can't do the, you know, the whole thing anymore. Do you remember? And I was like, there's no way. I had to park it, like.
What was happening? Was it just overwhelm?
Very much,
like.
I had this, like, a complete, like,
but in a good way, but like it was something new. Like, and like first of all, just what's wrong with all these people? Like I said to you, in that time, I didn't realise like the power of social media, like an Instagram, and as to where it goes. Like, or,
he was outside, I remember, one Christmas. Remember with your little jingle jocks on? And he was on a hoverboard and he was hiding his little jingle, his little gold jingle jocks.
See, I keep thinking I'm at home. I keep forgetting like that other people.
So he was hiding behind a bush and I said, Dad, because there was a car coming around the bend. I said, Dad, there's two people in the car. You're going to be putting this up online and there's going to be a couple of thousand people watching you. And then you're like, oh, yeah. But I suppose it's just...
You kind of forget sometimes, I suppose, the volume of people that are do end up watching your videos when you're making them. It's just ye.
That's true,
yeah. And then again, it's supposed like, if you look at it, look, if you're going doing these things...
You can't just worry about it.
Just
you
do it and have the crack.
Because it's obviously a huge part of your personality, Derry, that's very extroverted. Yeah. It's, we see it. You're very flamboyant. Even, you know, I mean, you're dressed very smartly, but you do like to kind of go a bit crazy in the videos and kind of just... And the crazier, the better.
Yeah.
ABBA costumes. You have the Marianne's communion dress you wore in the Dirty Dancing video. There's an array of costumes. We actually have more costumes, I'd say, than Broadway. Overlocked in anyway, accumulated them.
But it's nice, like, to, do you know what I mean, to partake in all these things and just to let yourself go. You know, it's nice, like, not to restrain yourself. You know what I mean, try out something. If you can have a crack or a laugh at something, like, you know what I mean? Like, why not go for it? Whatever, there's an awful lot of people that love to do these things and there's no one stopping them but themselves, like.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I say, it comes back to, again, like, you're responsible for your own happiness. And if you can do something like that, that you're going to have a good laugh. That's nothing
better. It takes no convincing to jump into something.
No.
What was the maid's dress? He came down one day and it was just like, Alice in Wonderland and dress. And he's like, no. You know, what are we doing? Like, do you know, where are we going?
Sometimes, like, I'm actually in the middle of this and I said, Mother of God, what am I actually at here? Like, what am I doing? No, the other side of it, like, do you know.
In work, then they're like, ah, come here, we've seen you. We've seen you look different with no pants on.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Oh, I can't believe, I wouldn't recognize you with a pants on.
And it's gas, like, you know, like, people mean well, like, and, like, for instance, there one person I was after dealing with him, and all of a sudden I said, have you trousers on there?
Yeah, behind the counter.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and like, it's a, there's a light side to it too, like, but
you're obviously, I know that there's, you know, there's the purpose of making videos and to entertain, you know, the followers who are tuning in. But I would imagine that even if the cameras weren't there, there's that playfulness in your family anyway.
Yes, there always was.
Yeah, there's always a bit of a crack, like, basically,
you've ramped it up obviously because of the videos.
See, one thing that I've always said is like, because of the following now, there is always people going to be tuning in, like, what are you doing this week? Do you know, and I never want to force things.
Sure,
do you know, I think lockdown was mad, it was a mad time, do you know, and with all those costumes, and it just literally was like a day to day of what can we do now. But like the last couple of months, the last year, say, it's been like we take it slower. You know, stuff has happened. We've got like invited to places, you know, and they're expecting us to show up and, you know, be in costumes. And we just want to go and enjoy it as well. You know, we're not like, as I said before, we're not.
Yeah.
And you don't want to become kind of clowns. Almost like, caricatures of yourselves either.
And we do, as you said, and we do, as, like, going back to what you're saying, there is these mad time and I don't video everything. Do you know, but people
there's stuff there, like we said, there's no way to you're putting that
there's
up.
There's no way you can, you know, put that anywhere.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, and you know, like you're saying there, like, we are like that kind of, and we're having a crack, like, but we have our moments too, you know, like when, say, one of the girls or even himself or even myself, and you know, instead of feeling sorry for yourself, like the other members of the family wouldn't be long telling you, like, what you need to do, get off your ass, like, and, you know.
Hey, language. Yeah.
But even, like, I love the fact that, you know, you came up from Kerry last night, stayed in Galway last night, and it's not just the two of you. The girls are upstairs.
Yeah.
Maureen is down home.
She's mine in two cousins,
Ye obviously get on brilliantly well, that you can go away for a night like that. That it's, so what I'm trying to say, I suppose, is that what you see is what you get. You're very genuine. To have such a good relationship with your kids when they're in their 20s and 30s is a great thing.
Yeah, but it's,
he can't get rid of me.
You know, it's
washing the
it's a funny place to be at my age, you know, but it's like life again. You know, you have young adults as children and you have I have elderly parents. Well, my dad passed away 2 years ago, but my mom and Maureen's mom is still living. She's 95.
95, right.
And, you know, we're at a stage, like I said, with young adults, elderly parents, and like our own relationship, like we're trying to mind that and give ourselves, you know, time and space. And it's just like everybody needs their own space and their own time. And life teaches you that, like, you know what I mean? In the sense, like, you must, like, it's like a marriage, you know what I mean? Or a relationship. It's like you have two columns. They're not stuck together. They're apart, you know what I mean, for support. You better support when they have that bit of space around them. And it's not, that's the only way I can explain it. Like, and
that's like Elena now, my and myself, we got married last May, but she's completely like, she's my best supporter, best critic as well. Do you know, she'll tell me, do you know, she'll keep me grounded, but like she does her own thing. She has horse stables below in Kerry, and she, like, she's not allergic to social media, but that's just not her thing.
Sure.
So she said, look, that's you, you're good at it, off you go. You know, she wouldn't put me up on a horse, but she did actually kick me off. But like, you know, that way it's so important. We, like, we were going out 10 years before we got married, but this, before anything happened, you know, even the bat video, I remember we got asked to go up to the Late Late Show, and she came up and she was like, come here, you just made a video about a bat. She's like, don't get carried away. You know, and I was like, I know. But no, she's for all the stuff that, like, if we go places now, you know, she'll be like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Language tag.
Sorry. But, you know, she'd be like, but that's what we've done, you know, as in we've put ourselves in that space. But, you know, she's definitely for what I do as well, you know, because she's been there since when we were going out. I had the little Seat at Ibiza and I was putting 250 petrol in just to get out the road, you know.
Yeah.
So I was working with lifestyle. I was getting 12 hours a week, you know. So it's a big difference from kind of doing what you love to do then as well, you know.
So obviously you guys have had a huge year so far, getting married.
Yes.
After being together for 10 years. But by the time this episode goes out, you will have announced some really gorgeous news, which I feel very privileged to actually know already, and I'd love you to talk about it.
So it's, yeah. So normally dad, now my mom be expecting a new pup at home, a four-legged friend, but we will be expecting our first baby, myself Amazing. And Elena. So we're over the moon. And it's like that. We have planned it, but we didn't think it'd be that soon. He's here now next to me. He's crying. But he's going to be Granddad Derry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go side Derry now, and it's going to be baby content. But no, we're absolutely over the moon. Elena, she can't wait as well. So it's a definitely a new chapter for the two of us.
Michael Crawford comes into my head. I'm going to be granddad. But it's brilliant news, yeah. Like, and
we went over and we said it to, like, because we kept it, like, we would be relatively private. I wouldn't say it to Elena. You know, we'd say it this things, but we said it to mom and dad, and they had burst in the TV, like, where's the, she had the,
he actually, I'll tell you what happened, he gave me this
thing, it was like and, a COVID kind of thing,
it was like the COVID thing. I thought he'd COVID.
Oh, the pregnancy test.
It was like a little,
and he goes, and I said, have you COVID?
Where's heaven landed? Yeah, we came over, the two of us, to tell you I had COVID.
Yeah, but you know, it was fantastic. Like, you know, it's just,
it's an, yeah,
I can't explain it. Like, I just felt
feeling we had, even the two of us, like, it and was even different. Yeah, it's
Mars and myself.
This is just, how many tissues?
No, it's like, got a pot of tissues. Like, no, it's gorgeous, yeah.
But it's beautiful. Like, and the two of us, Mari and myself, we were in an embrace. I would just say, like,
no, it's lovely.
But, we're going to be grandparents. Sorry, you know.
And he's crying, but because the baby will be over with them the whole time. But, they'll be babysitting.
Don't you know, it's just wonderful. Like, life is so precious and it's beautiful. Like, and it's to think I'm going to be granddad. And like I said, I just lost my own dad. And it just brings all that back to me too. Like, with him, with his grandchildren, because he had a fantastic relationship. My father was 83 when he died, but he was actually more tech savvy than any.
He was on TikTok at the very end, yeah.
And he had a fantastic relationship with all his grandkids.
And Elena.
And Elena
more so than me, because he was in the farming background. So he would be.
And that day had a great relationship.
He was sending TikToks of horses. And make sure no Tig is helping you mucking out and all this. Like, I'd get no messages. It'd be Grandad and Elena.
Yeah.
And just, he would have been over the moon. Like, he would have been, you know.
Or he'd have been thrilled. Yeah. And my father was a very emotional person. No, like myself, he wouldn't be long till, you know, like, to cop on and to get going. But, like that, he was a fantastic men. I must say, my father was a very lovable man as
well. When you went into the hospital,
and I've been very fortunate. Like,
you had a great role model.
Yeah, I had. Like, he was a father that kissed us goodnight up to the time I got married. Like, and he was just amazing. Like, and even when he actually died of COVID, and
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
and but we were with him, and he was talking to us right up to 3 hours before he died,
trying to make us laugh.
Yeah, trying to. He actually, it was just amazing for an emotional man. He turned the whole thing around to his grandkids.
When we came in, he was like trying to make light of everything. He made light of everything,
and he was actually even singing a hymn. And the last words he spoke like were to my mother. He turns around. He says,
"He had such a good relationship."
It was unbelievable. He said, "I get one kiss now." He says, "For my girl."
Yeah.
And he says, "I'll die happy." And they were the last words he spoke. My mother kissed. It was just beautiful. But a funny thing, I'm sorry, not going down this road, like, but I just want to say it for people, like, because like that, I know we love our parents, and I'm just amazed, even like it's just 2 years ago, I had no identification of my father and the dead man. And it was just amazing. Like, to me, his whole spirit was gone.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone up, as far as I was concerned, like. And it was just, he said to me, like, I did a Divine Mercy prayer with him. It's just a prayer that I do with people. And he turned around and he said to me, and he looked at me straight into, it's like looking into my soul, into my eyes, like, and he said, "I've seen the face of Christ twice and my mother with Our Lady." And he was just so elated.
Yeah.
And like, you even spoke to him, Ty, like.
Yeah, he asked me, he said, go down, he doesn't drink.
He said,
"Will you go down to the off license and get me a Budweiser?" So we went down, like, this was like for a fella who, what was it, our Bulmers or something.
Yeah.
And I said, "Granda, anything, I'll go down." I went down and I got him, but I got Club Lemon as well, so obviously he couldn't be drinking. But he drank the two bottles of Club Lemon. So, you know, he couldn't drink, but we dapped it into a little sponge. And he drank it. I goes, "That's brilliant. That's beautiful. Do you know? So, yeah. So, in a way,
it was lovely. He made it so easy.
Because Alana came in now. And it was awkward, wasn't it? It was like, we were going in, we were foot like all this gear on us.
Yeah.
And we couldn't go up and hug him.
Oh,
and
that was very hard. Yeah.
It was a weird time, but he just kind of made it all, like, my cousin now.
He made it all about us.
He was telling him, how was it? He'd always be at the end of a joke, do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like something about the umbrella. "Did you take that umbrella out of the car or something?"
Yeah.
So even up to that point, it was just like.
And I'm still amazed at it. Like, and it's the one thing about it is like, he just reconfirmed everything within myself.
But you had a fantastic relationship with
of living life, like, and.
And he was a character. Like, he walked right up.
And he said what he. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? He always said it as it was, like, you know what I mean? And he had a great outlook in life as well, like, you know what I mean? And
and a deep faith.
And a deep faith, like, as well. Yeah. And
do you have as well?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to think that I have.
Big time. He took me to Medjugorje when I was 7.
Oh, really? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went up the mountain. I had no clue what was going on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Basically, you have to believe in something. Do you know what I mean? I feel, look, everyone has their own beliefs, like, but for me, that has to be the greater being.
You told me I was going to Disney World.
Like
I ended up in Medjugorje. There's no roller coasters here.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've always.
How did that go down?
It was brilliant. I got fake jerseys. I got rosary beads for the whole class. Yeah. Lasers, the whole lot. What was this? And I, do you know what? I would always remember that holiday. Call it a holiday, but I'd always remember it. Do you know, because it was so distinct. Like, it was so weird. Do you know, for me.
So weird.
No, but like, as,
but
in,
as a 7-year-old, I suppose it is a, like, different experience.
Yeah.
We were staying in the house.
Like, what was it like for you? So being there,
it was very surreal. Do you know, you had all these people around. They were all like wailing. That's how I describe it. Do you know, we went to houses where they were saying these apparitions were happening and stuff. But I was taking it all in. Do you know, I was literally, my granddad was there. My cousin actually was there as well. I won't say her name now, but we climbed this mountain. And she was a bit older than me. And I this was a challenge to me. I was up and down. I was running. I had my Kerry jersey on. And I came down to the end. And Dad, and you came down with thing. And she burst into tears, whatever it was as well. And I was looking at it like, oh, my God. As a young fella, I was going to start mocking her or, you know, or doing something. But I was just taken back because she was an emotional. Like, she was 16 or 15 or something.
It's an amazing place. Like, even myself personally, I didn't want to go there. And Maureen was
and
reading this
there.
Book. And actually, I said, look, why don't we go to some place to the sun? I said, look, I remember the first night we were there. Like,
it was in a house. I remember we were staying in a house.
And there was other people there. And I'll always remember it the first night. This
Noodle soup.
Yeah. And this lady turns around in, and it was a silence. Like, and she says, I love you, Lord Jesus. I adore you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord Jesus. And I actually remember saying, I can't stick this.
We're gone. Yeah, like.
Now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you're somebody with a deep faith.
Yes.
So, but what was it about that didn't feel?
It was the way the whole thing was going. Like,
was it just too intense?
It felt like
it was too intense.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
With a man with deep faith, but this is it. It was Medjugorje for me after that. While I was there,
okay,
I learned how to pray from my heart.
Yeah.
And that was the difference.
Rather than just say the words.
Because those words I've repeated myself practically every day since. But it was while I was there. It's amazing.
All right, so that moment, that was a real moment for you then?
Well, that was a real moment for me, but not there when we climbed the mountain that I was talking about.
You were saying you came down, you smelt roses and this and that. And I was like, what is happening?
I was
like a 7-year-old, just like in awe, really, of... I remember, what was the story
we went up
you
to
were
the
saying
Blue
about
Cross.
Your... Because Dad had always had this idea that he'll be a priest. Though me, when I was messing, we'd always say, oh, he'll be a great... We'll go up to Maynooth now. But what did...
Yeah.
Because they said it, actually, we said it to the priest at the wedding, and he said it, mm-hmm. You know, the story of...
But, like...
Did you genuinely want him to be a priest?
Well, he didn't. <he's>,
well...
He would have been a priest.
I always said he'd have made a lovely priest.
Can actually, not just for me, but for people listening, can you kind of give us in a line or two... Because we've all heard of it, whether we've been there or not. We're all aware of that Medjugorje is a sacred place. But how did it become that sacred place again?
In Medjugorje, it was actually covered in a cloud at the time of the war, and it wasn't bombed. Our Lady protected it. And basically, what happened for me personally...
When you were there.
When I was there, we did the Blue Cross Mountain, and we climbed up to the cross. And like Tig said, I did it barefoot. And
okay.
I felt every kick and prod going up along that. But you'd be amazed, and what I'm saying, you'd be amazed, the amount of stuff that we carry in our head we actually don't realise is in our head.
Mm.
Because a funny thing happened to me while I was there. It was just something that I had said as 19 or 20 year old, that actually came to my head. This is what, 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even realize, no, it wasn't anything malicious or anything, but obviously it was something that must have troubled me that I had said. And it was in my head, and that came to the front,
yeah,
while I was there. And it's a place where you have a total examination of conscience, like, and I suppose, like, we have the mind, your own free will, like, and memory to recall these things if you want. And we actually don't realise what we actually carry there. But for me, like Tyke said, I was up the mountain and I was really had, we'll say, I felt like that I had this weight lifted off me. And I could smell all these roses, like it was like the smell of roses. So much so at that time, I actually didn't even realise. And I said, can you smell the roses? I said, there must have been something inside now driving out the smell of roses. And they were all looking at me. And they hadn't gotten the smell of roses, but it was like I was just in a bed.
But it would always roses. Stick with me as well, being that age and seeing and all this happening.
And the impact that it had.
And the impact it had. Yeah. And it did. I changed my whole life. When I say I changed my whole life, you know, like I said, back to what I was saying again, there's no one responsible for your happiness other than yourself. When I came back from there, I changed my job. I sold my house. I was building a new house at the time, but I bought a different place.
No way.
That's and when we moved out.
Because huge change.
Yeah, massive.
We grew up in town, so we moved out to the countryside.
It's just when I came back from there, okay, this is it. And you know what I said? If I were to die, now is a good time. I said, I never felt so close to God.
And thank God you didn't. Jeez.
And you know, it's just, I just can't explain it. That's other than
really powerful, yeah.
Yeah, it's just that's the effect.
But the story,
guy anyway. We were inside in the hall one day, and there was a conference going on, and there were a lot of parents were there, and they were saying, you know, how can you get the young back to the church again? And we knew nothing. So your man came down, and Ty was sitting in the front, and he got him by the hand, and he brought him up, and I said to Maureen, "What's the sign?" Definitely a sign. We'll see him in a minute. And he brought him up, and I can still see him up there with his page boy haircut.
Bowl haircut.
And he said, How's this child here? And
he thought he was going to Disney World.
And
gone.
He said, he's here because his parents are here. Yeah. And he says, your kids at home will be watching what you are doing in your life. And eventually, he said, a time will come when they see it's example, and they'll see, he says, how their parents are dealing with things in their life. And they too, in their own time, when they're looking for that, will find it themselves. Which is a good thing, I think, myself, because those, like I often say to people, you know, if we're chatting and they say, oh, should I don't pray at all? I say, you don't have to pray, just go in, sit down. Your prayer is your thought or your worry that's in your head. And you know, just sit.
But even with the wedding, our wedding there, remember the priest said, it doesn't matter if you faith or whatever religion you are. Yeah. Remember he said, just come in and there's no pressure on anyone.
Everyone
and
is welcome.
It was brilliant when everybody felt at ease and there was no pressure. He said, if you want to come up for communion, you can. You don't have to have anything like that. Yeah. So
and
it's a massive kind of thing, I suppose, for people nowadays anyway, you know. Like for me as well, I'm like, I do believe that there's something there, you know.
Yeah.
But like with our presence online, you can't be going down that route. Do you know that kind of way? You can't be going online and saying this and that. But
yeah,
like, it's a weird one when it comes to, like, I would never force anything, you know, onto people.
Yeah.
My beliefs about,
you know, like being,
you know,
open.
So it's so hard.
Like being open and honest, like, you know what I mean, like, thou be true to thyself and false to no other. And when I say that, you know, we all have our own beliefs, which, and like, you know, you're not trying to, you know, a lot of people are trying to play things, they don't want to mention religion or politics for fear to knock them off. But, you know, does that stop people from being themselves and what they believe in? Like, I accept everybody.
Sure.
They accept us and you don't, do you know what I mean? Everyone is different.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But anyway, we didn't even say the story about your man. He said, what was it? This fella, he's going to wear a hat and he's going to have loads of followers. Imagine.
He did not.
Yes.
The priest. The thing. So dad was like, oh, that's it. He'll have a bishop hat
when
on.
You were seven.
Yeah. When I was what?
Yeah.
And he gave seven. Me, I still have, it's so weird, but I still have a cross he gave me as well at home.
And what did he say?
It was a God is good all the time and yeah.
All the time.
God
is good. And that's
but it was weird
hanging.
That he said that.
Yeah.
Like I'd always like, even, you know, and when like, I was younger, I'd always have a hat on, whatever it is. It's just like an accessory. But
yeah, it was
after
amazing.
After that, then I was thinking about it and I was like, Jesus, that's weird.
It's weird. Like they were the exact words that he said. And it's not that he copied the image, but that's just his image.
It's just like
that he has been all his life.
Yeah.
And this old lady, I remember from Scotland, and she was looking for him all day.
Who, me?
Yeah. And she gave you, she wanted to
something
give you
else.
A rosary bead that she had. And she said, oh.
I had loads of.
Honest to God, it was just.
Holy stuff coming home.
Yeah, I know, it was amazing.
But it is, it's like that. It's something that will always stick. And you know, we've been to Portugal, we've been to Spain, but that one was kind of one that would be like, that's different.
Yeah. And I suppose as well, what you've been talking about so naturally, which is lovely, is about, like, you know, the bond, you know, you've had with your grandparents, your parents, Maureen's, and that family's everything.
Oh my God, yeah.
And that's why you got so emotional as well. Like, there's, and I see it. You know, I have two kids and I see it with my parents, and we're really lucky that, you know, we have both sets of grandparents on both sides, and we don't take that for granted at all. We know how lucky we are, and we see the magic that grandkids bring into their lives. It's nothing like it. It's really beautiful to witness the bond between them and the joy and that connection. So I can see and understand the emotion, even though I'm not in that position myself. But I think it's gorgeous that you're kind of a wear your heart in the sleeve kind of person. But you obviously had an amazing role model in your own dad. And I suppose you're all about having a good connection with your own kids. And now it's the next generation on the way.
This is it.
Fantastic. Fun times ahead.
Yeah. Fun times, that's right.
Fun times ahead. We'll be fighting for the grandchild. But you know, it's lovely, like, you know what I mean? And like, we have our moments too, you know what I mean? Like, when we try to encourage the next person, you know, like, it's not all up.
Just in relation to kind of down days, like, we would be big kind of advocates of, like, definitely when I was during lockdown, I did counselling as well, you know, with just talking to someone. When I went over to dad about that time with the whole online, I was like, I don't want to do it. I'm parking it. So it just got to me. It was too much. And I just needed to kind of get it out. And I remember he had a great quote. He was like, it's like, think of a golfer starting off and there's a small following around him. And as he gets bigger, there's a bigger following and there's lots of more chatter trying to put off people, you know, or put you off. You're the one person that's in control of. And I'll always stick with me. He's like, do you want it? Do you want to go down that route? And I said, yeah, you know, I love to do what that. But it's a thing for us then, like any chance we get, we'd love to kind of, like, we're not professionals talking about mental health, but we'd love to help, you know, with it. Like we did Ireland's for this family and we you know, our charity was Let's Get Talking, which was a mental health in Tralee.
Yeah, because it's so important. For, like, and I even said to him that time, I said, well, get rid of your phone. Put it away. And we even
it's
have
awful.
Said
it's awful.
We've even said that to a lot of people. No, I know we're on
that's our kind of thing but we also park it
at the same time. Like we say to people, it's so important. I mean, a lot of the stuff out there, like, and we'd be forced to say it, like, it's not real. And like what we think of there now, like I say, I have two young daughters myself, like, and I've been listening, I take it all in, like, and then say, oh yeah, I know what dad's thinking now. But do you know, we are aware, like, I mean, you have a lot of people who are actually looking at a lot of stuff and they're saying, oh, my life is miserable. They're having a fantastic time. Oh, look, they look beautiful. And they're all airbrushed and or whatever.
Photoshopped
and this and that. Or their pictures of beautiful food and, you know, all this. Like,
but that's not the reality.
That's not real. Yeah. Like we say, look, a lot of this stuff is not real. Like, it's only just all for the gram, as they say. Like, and
You'll see it on his Instagram later on.
But that's it, it's important.
And that's why people connect to what you do, because it is so relatable, as they say.
You know, people can connect with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like the opportunity we've gotten asked to do shows like like Living with Lucy there, like amazing show. Love it.
Yeah.
So cool. Like, you know, but
did you do it?
We didn't. No, we didn't. Like, it was coming up to the wedding, so we said, you know, it was a lot going on. But it's kind of
not
like,
yet.
Well, fingers crossed.
Lucy was the first ever guest on this podcast, because Lucy is a pal.
Oh, no way.
She is an absolute dote.
Yeah, we met her once.
She's fab. You're in safe hands there, you know, if you decide to do it at a later
stage. But that's something as well. Like, we're kind of like, you know, we've done adverts and cameras come in, like these big things. And it's just like, are they going to get the authentic... Do you know, it's weird for me, and do you know, even
it's weird. Like, my two sisters,
I know for a fact they would, if they see a camera coming in, do you know, they would just be in on themselves. Do you know, I suppose. So trying to get that fly on the wall.
Yeah, we just do things.
Like Gogglebox, that was good because they left and it was a camera you wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, and it was just ourselves,
like, and you can be yourself, and that's what we like to be, just to be ourselves.
Sure, and so we just,
you know, you feel like we don't want to be put on stuff that we're not. Like, people know as well.
Had you applied for Gogglebox years ago?
Yeah, I still have the email. I still have the email. Say, hi, I'm Ty. I'm 23. I'm from Kerry, Ballymac. I'd love to be on the show, and I showed the producer, and she was like, oh,
that's hilarious.
But like that, we actually enjoyed it too. Like,
it was something.
We were ourselves. Like, you know, we felt like we just ourselves. Like,
you could get lost in it then as well.
Yeah, you could.
I remember you were like to me. So we were watching the TV. He hadn't a clue. He never watched Gogglebox before. So I was like, okay, you watch the TV and you talk about it. And then we went the night before. I was like, okay, let's watch something. We'll watch a movie and just see how we get on. And so we started watching it. And then I was like talking. And then Dad was like, shh, shut up. I can't hear what he says. Like, Dad, that's not how it works. You have to chat about the show.
Yeah.
And then even towards the end, because it was like 6 hours, like it was a long.
Yeah.
You were just like,
shh.
I want to hear because he'd never seen it.
Yeah, but no,
it was like that. It was a very cool experience. But even with that, you know, and I always speak about, you know, trolls and stuff online. Like, Jesus, like, when they got asked to do that, it was amazing, wasn't it? I was like, I didn't even think about it. I was like, yeah, 100%. Thanks so much. Game over, you know, regardless of if it was celebrity or whatever, you know. But like, we would never consider ourselves celebrities, or we'd be just well known from Facebook, you know, or this or that.
Speak for yourself.
But like, in like comments,
because you are a big deal. Like, you know, even like you stayed in a hotel last night, and you very kindly did a shout out for the hotel. Like, that means so much to that business that you did that.
So nice as well.
And that's lovely to hear. And you know, but I suppose you go out of your way sometimes to be sound, and it's nice maybe that you don't realize the power you have. Because I suppose with this world of online, you know, the more followers you have, there is it brings its own currency. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The more scrutiny you'd be under and stuff like that.
Yeah. So when you say that you were struggling, you know, because I know you've spoken before, you went to a counsellor.
Yeah, I did. I had to. Like, I came over home and I said it to Dad. I was like, look, the whole thing, I was doing it all by myself anyway. So you were getting so many messages, and I was trying to reply to people, and then I was seeing messages that were like just nasty. Do you know, you don't want to repeat them, but they were just, and I was seeing them, do you know, and I was like, I asked Marianne and Sive to help with dealing, because I didn't know what I was missing and stuff. So I was like, is there any chance you just help with the Facebook page and stuff like that? And I think because there were so many things that were kind of snowballing, it was like your Instagram, your TikTok and emails and the whole lot. I literally kind of, and I was working as well, I was doing social media for businesses with the Brand Geeks, Chris down there, he was brilliant, but I was doing that as well as trying to do this other stuff, our own stuff, and nothing was working. It was just a total clash, and my brain just went, it was almost like paralyzed.
Crash.
Nothing was ever, you know, and I went over home and I just said, I just can't with anything, with work, with this and that. And even then, like, as I said it on Hell Week, I tried to kind of get it across that being on social media makes you antisocial in a way. Mm. Whereas it kind of, you really, and like for me, because I'd be an outgoing person, I felt like it was like a weight on my chest. If I was to go somewhere, it was like, oh, a panic attack is how I describe it, you know. And almost like there, if I was in Pennies now or somewhere, I'd want to get out of there as quickly as possible. Do you know, it's almost like the social battery is exhausted and I just want to go in and get my jocks and go, do you know? So that was a point around lockdown where I was like, I didn't want to get out of bed. And you came over and I remember Lana's dad came in and was just like, come on, you're tougher than this. Do you know, don't be, and like literally down a hole wasn't even the word. Do you know, I just didn't want to, like I'd be big into running and stuff like that. I didn't want to run. I didn't want to play soccer. I didn't want to do anything. Do you know, Alana as well was kind of saying to me, she was worried. She was like, Jesus, do you know, I've never seen you this kind of side. And it was to do with the whole social media thing. So, but I think I didn't know what I had and I still didn't, do you know, as in like, there was so much happening and I was trying to live, go and do my own thing, but it was just like,
it's something that had snowballed, I suppose, at you, and you know, he wasn't prepared.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, it was catapulted.
Yeah,
basically. Of course.
And basically, it was like, okay.
So it's
we still have no, like, do you know the way when you go and you chat to people, and if you were to go to an event, like, we never had any of this, we just go up and be ourselves and chat away. So.
And that's it, like, and then it was like, he taking back control, basically.
I would talk back to trolls as well. Online, and I know just completely ignore,
yeah, because you're just giving them oxygen,
no winning,
yeah,
at all, like, which is, I find out now, but it's funny. I have a funny story. It's, remember your man, so the celebrity goggle box, we got on that, and they Virgin Media put up a photo of us, and what was it, your man, some guy commented and was like, oh, they're only a bunch of Egypts or something, and it was by pure fluke. I was like, what's this like? This fella was from our hometown. He has a photo of himself and dad. He went into your shop, got a selfie with him. And yeah, exactly. And I said it. I was like, hold on a minute. And I put the photo up there. I was like, did my dad not make time, you know, and chatted to you? And no answer. Blocked. I was blocked. Do you know? But it's kind of, it just goes to show, like, there's people so close.
It's actually
home.
So odd. I don't even know what to say to that.
It is.
The oddness of that. Because clearly he's a fan if he's putting up a photo.
Yeah. Of himself and dad in dad's shop.
But
I shouldn't go there. But.
No. It's like I say, negative. Anything negative like brings on more negativity. And if you go down that road.
So but you know yourself, like, you can't win.
And you know, they do say, and it's a very simplified sentence, but it's I think, quite accurate in a lot of cases. You know, hurt people. So sometimes it's a reflection of, and often, and majority of the time, it's a reflection of somebody's own state. Mm-hmm. Whether they're saying something nice or they're not saying something nice, it's really what's going on for them. So clearly that chap, whoever he was, wasn't doing so well.
Yeah. And like, as you said, you cannot please everyone.
No, you can't. No.
And it's just how I had to find out a way of like, so.
Navigating it. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have the tools now to deal with that?
I'm way more kind of, I'm managing it better, definitely.
Like, what works for you?
As in, like, I'm not going anywhere near comments. If I put up a thing, I leave it. What is it? The first 10 minutes is said or something. And there's like a saying, the first 10 minutes of something is people who actually want good for you. So the comments that come in. After that, it's people who are just going to troll or hate.
Okay.
But for me, I just don't look at it. You know? And as I said before.
And are you good at not doing that?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I have. Like, I reply to a few. You know, you get messages that you just can't as well. So, like, people that, like, from America, I don't know, we get a big following from there, but, like, I will reply. Do you know, it's not like I'm completely blank. So, like, the first one that would come up, you know, I'd always reply and stuff. But it is. It's definitely, for myself anyway, I just kind of post it and go.
What do you think is the most effective way of dealing? The not reading, or have you learned any other tools or any other practices that work?
It's kind of just like, well, I do meditation as well. So I've got the Amazon going, Alexa, you know, so I would definitely park the phone, you know. Jesus, he gets lost down TikTok for hours. But like, if I'm on TikTok, show your screen time there. But for us, it's like,
that's news to me.
I'd park the phone because like I was getting addicted to everything. Like,
sure.
Because there's so many platforms. I would definitely like put it down and kind of like that, I'm back running and stuff like that. So myself and Lana are doing like adventure races together. Not anymore with the small guy on the way. But like going out for runs, we walk the dogs, go out for the beach and stuff like that. And it's definitely better you know, but that's my livelihood as well. So I have to be kind of active on it as well, you know. So I've gone full doing social media as well. So it is my job. So for me, it's definitely like staying active, you know, and just having a better mindset and like that. So, yeah.
Do you have a long-term plan?
No, we're still winging it from the get-go. But like that, we have, like in for us, like we have like a few, I don't know, can we say, but we have a few kind of excursions. Like we're traveling, like we're getting into traveling, myself and dad. So we
okay,
have,
great.
Yeah, we're heading away somewhere in January. So we'll be documenting that. Like that, there's a lifespan in social media, you know, there is. But like for us, it's just kind of people touching in to see what are we at now, or you know, so it's a weird one.
If this all went in the morning, not that I would wish it, and I don't think anyone who are fans of yours would want that, but if it did, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the world of social media just imploded on itself.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you'd do? Because I know you're very skilled, you're very creative, so you could go into lots of different things.
Yeah, oh, definitely go into videography.
Yeah.
Like I did weddings as well, I remember, and we did a wedding before, just after the Bat video took off, and I was doing the first dance, and I was going back to the crowd, and you know, it was such a one shot, you know, take, and
yeah.
Went to the crowd, and there was like these group of lads, and they were like, "Catch him, Derry."
Oh.
And like, this is not making the final yeah. thing. So for that, I kind of was like, okay,
yeah.
you know,
for the moment,
yeah,
I probably
so
can.
I'd love to go back into video, even like creative concepts of videos as well. As in, like, we love when kind of businesses get onto us, and we'd love to do our take on it. So
yeah.
I'd love to script. We love doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, well, he's no choice in it. He's main actor in it.
The travel stuff is really interesting. Looking forward to following
so,
that.
Yeah, January.
And
do you remember? He isn't a clue. Just have your passport ready.
And the other thing as well, so you have a day job, which is the credit union.
Yes.
But you also have another sideline project.
I have, yeah. I opened an antique shop in Castle. It was something like that that I always wanted to do. And now it has been closed since last March, like, but it's something like for the retirement plan that I had in place. It's just stuff that I collected over the last
20 years. Mom gave him a choice. It's like either mom or the Porties. So they all left the attic and they went over to Castle Island.
And that's what they're called?
Derry's Porties, yeah.
So it's Porties, is that a kind of a Kerry term?
It was an old word, like for pretty little things. Like,
okay.
Really. Porties.
I actually love it.
It kind of stuck though.
Derry's Porties.
My grandfather used to always call little items like that now Porties. Any ornaments or anything that were known as Porties, like something that, you know, just sit there that couldn't be used, like, but basically it was just something I always wanted to do, and like that, sure, nobody was going to do it, only other than myself. And like that, there now I'm near retirement, so that's the plan.
So it'll reopen.
Yeah, yeah.
But even people go down there for the chat. Like people come in for the chat.
So it's not open at the moment, though.
No, not yet. But it will be opening shortly again.
Like. Okay. He has t-shirts and everything ready now. Yeah. I got a party in with Derek.
you know, it's like a meeting place. Like
That's it.
Basically,
during summer anyway.
It's like a
down.
Place people can come and have a chat and get a picture, and like that, yeah, you know, you meet so many people, and like they come from all walks of life, and
the hen like, party came down
like that. It's just so funny. Like, you get so many different characters, like from the very young to the very old. Like, and sometimes you could have a sing song there, you could have a dance there, like, and it's just
you'd see
things just happen.
Videos,
like, you know what I mean? It all depends on the character that comes in the door. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And things just take off them. So anything could happen. Like, you know. It's not all about the parties. Like, it's more important, like, the people that come in the door. Yeah. If they come in to have a chat with you,
like, and I the
say,
kids love it.
Like, I always say, if you meet someone without a smile, give them one. So if not, if you can put a smile on someone's face, look, they often put a smile on my face too. Like, so it's just, it's nice. Like, I mean, things happen. It's an opportunity that, like, meeting somebody maybe once in a lifetime or whatever, like.
He's kind of put Castle Island on the map now, so people are going. There was like a detour from it, but yeah.
But it's lovely, like, it's nice to meet people like that. Do you know, like, and I suppose we haven't said this, like, but people are so appreciative, and people thank us an awful lot, like, for the laughter and the joy. And it's for a lot of people now who are in New Zealand. I just say New Zealand now because of the hacker, the All Blacks.
The hacker, yeah.
And you know, it's amazing, like the, like I said, the messages, like there's a lot of good out there that people say, like they're in contact with home every time they get onto our page because it reminds them of home, like, and the home crack and the same.
It's all Irish kind of living away. And even at that, with the New Zealand thing, the New Zealand people were kind of having banter with what we were doing, we in the club at rugby.
And
but, you know, they were commenting and it was...
You know, it was lovely, nice, like, yeah.
And, but with the party shop, like, we have things that were in the videos from, like, years ago that people would come in.
I was, you know, I'd have repaired some stuff, like, you know what I mean? Like, which I love. I just love working with my hands as well, and...
He has this little mag, or what is it, the magnifying, it's like keeps coming down. He's like, I don't know, Willy Wonka.
But it's nice, like, you know, if you can restore something, look, and, and people.
And it means so much to them when they see it repaired,
I remember the photo. So I remember the one with the red dress. And a lady from Canada came in. Was it our American? So we did a video, and I think it was just a filter with Dad with a red dress on. And so I printed out the photo of he was looking like he had the clue there was a filter on him, but there was like a red dress and you had your hand in your pocket and he had his hand up on the mantelpiece and he was like looking at me like, what the?
What you doing? Like, to me, I was just in my normal clothes, but he had put this filter on it. It was like I had a red dress on me. Like,
so I screenshotted it, printed it out, put it into a little frame.
He framed it. It was in, like an A4 picture.
So he has loads of these frames in the shop. And your one brought it up to the counter.
This lady arrived up to the counter.
How much is this? And you can take it away for free.
With the picture, like. And I said, for God's sake. He had hidden it in the shop.
He hadn't the clue about it.
I hadn't the clue that it was there at all. Like, so
she took
it
away.
Take it away. Oh, for God's sake. She said, will you sign it?
I'm straight up on eBay.
Yeah.
So how has this been, this chat here? Because I know you don't do a lot of interviews. I think you've only done one other podcast before, and it wasn't face to face. It was a remote recording with Keith Walsh. So how was this?
It's lovely.
Lovely. It's
really enjoyed it. It's just like a normal conversation, do you know? And like we've talked to you before in Plowing, do you know? And literally we got on straight away.
Yeah, sure, look, that's the thing. But I think that you couldn't, I doubt you could ever meet anyone who wouldn't instantly love you, to be honest, because that's the warmth and the, just the sincerity from me. And I obviously met your, you know, your lovely wife, your lovely mom as well. Yeah. And now I've met the whole gang because I met the girls. But just you're just genuine people, you know, you're good eggs.
Yeah,
and
nice
and you can just feel that.
And we felt that from you too. Yeah, and that's why we're here. Like, and like I say,
we'll do no more podcasts now. That's it. Draw the line.
This might be the only one and only. Like.
But no, it is. Thank you so much as well, you know, for even asking us to.
Yeah.
Like that, we have got asked.
I'm thrilled.
But no, it's been nice. And like that, it's like, you know someone. It's like, you know, there's no pressure on speaking about things.
Yeah. And I think it's good for people to get a sense of, because obviously you're sharing aspects of your life, but you're still only sharing certain areas. So you're not getting the full picture, but an opportunity like a conversation like this, people will get a really good sense of who you are. Now, we're still not going to get to cover everything because you can't.
We'll be back next week. No, for
we'll do part two. Yeah. And we'll have to talk to the girls as well.
But no, it is. It's like that. We've been at it so long now as well. It's kind of like,
well, it's nice that people maybe from hearing us talking, like when you say, we're just like everybody else, as I mean, like any other normal family.
Apart from wearing dresses.
Well, it's not an everyday occurrence, let me tell you. But basically, you know, like I say, we're kind of up for the crack, look, and we didn't realise that it would have such a good impact on people.
Yeah.
And I suppose, like, all I can say is, look, it's great if we can put a smile, like I say, on somebody's face, or if you can cheer up someone's that's feeling down a bit, like.
But life is for living. Like, that's what you've instilled that in me anyway, do you know?
Yeah.
Don't take yourself too serious.
No, that's just it. Like, and like, that's what I would love to say to people, even coming up to Christmas now. Look, it's a time of the year, do you know, where a lot of people are thinking of loved ones who have passed away, and they find Christmas stressful. And I say to people, you know, just relax. It's just one day at a time. There's no pressure on anybody to do anything. Never put yourself under pressure. Don't do anything you don't want to do. But I would say to people, you know what I mean? Sometimes just for your own self and your own well-being. Like, you need to put that leg out on the floor. You need to get out of that bed. You need maybe just to wash your hair, change your clothes, do something that'll make you feel good. Mm-hmm. Just one thing, just that'll make you feel good. And most importantly, I would say to people, like, is to always have somebody, do you know what I mean, that, you know, if things are so bad by you, just say, look, I'm going to call. Have one person that you can make a phone call to. Mm. And that person can maybe, if you're at a stage that they can get help for you.
Or you, call over, have a chat.
Or call over, have a chat with you. Yeah. But that's what I would say to people, you know, you must have one person that you can ring and say, listen, I don't feel okay today.
It's not good. And that's
the,
I'm
not feeling good today.
And I was like, look, I can't.
And let them take it from there to help you.
Yeah.
So, you know, because a lot of people can't say themselves, they can't go into a doctor and say, look, I'm actually not feeling it. Or I'm feeling, they feel they can't say it, like. And what I'm saying is to people, to just have a friend, have a sibling or a friend, somebody, just have somebody that you can make that call to. And I say to people out there as well, do you know what I mean? If they have a friend and if they see, do you know what I mean, that this person hasn't contacted them, just to be that one person for
touch
them.
Base, kind of, yeah.
Because it works both ways. And I'd really love to get that message out there. Like, I mean, so there's always somebody out there, like, and they'll say they're fine. But look, give them just 5 minutes. It's just thinking of that person. If it's only 5 minutes or 10 minutes during the week, just do it. Do you know what I mean? You can be that person for somebody else. They can be there for you, but you can be that person, like I say, for somebody else. And that's all I've said to people, like, I mean, and go for it, like, I mean, like, just live
what
it.
What a lovely way to wrap it up.
Yeah.
And you're dead right. You're absolutely right. Because, you know, we all have people in our lives that that do respond, that they're grand, but maybe there's a niggly feeling in you and you go, are they really?
Yeah.
And maybe they do want somebody to ask them, how are you really?
Yeah.
Maybe they actually do. And if they don't, they're not willing to go there. Just, you know, being there for them, it's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, like,
to be like, fine, you know.
It's important, like, yeah. Because, like, even in our own run of lives, you know, I just said, gee, there's my friend there now, he's sick or he's this or he's that. And, you know, I must call him. And maybe they're gone. By the time you get gone, you say, why didn't I call to them?
Yeah.
Do you know, you must do that, like, I mean, so. And like I say, it's going back and going back to Medjugorje again. It's in your head. All these things are in your head. You know, I must give that person a call. I must give that person a call. So do it, because you're carrying all this stuff in your everyday life, whether it is ring a cousin, send that card, make that call. I haven't heard from him. Okay, if you haven't heard from him, why don't you call them?
Yeah.
Do you know? It's just that line. And it's very simple. And when it's done, it's done.
But that's like, for me now as well, I'd be very scatterbrained. And I've said that. It's like a messy room. Like, you pick up one thing. That's one thing done.
Yeah.
And then you can move on to the next thing. Remember you were saying, take each step.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Yeah. It's like, next step. Okay.
Next step.
And then, like, your whole, like, head would be not jumbled. But you can focus then on doing what's important. So all these little things, as you said, will niggle away at you. Like cleaning the car, remember? My car was a mess. And Dad was like, this is why you're not doing, you know, your videos.
And like,
it's because your room is messy or your car is messy.
I'm saying this now myself, but I'm the same. Even the kitchen, like Maureen said, and the state of it. But basically, you know, we all get this post in. I put that in here, I put that in there. Before you know it, you have a big pile. The stuff piles up here. And all this, you say, I must go through that.
Putting on the long finger the whole
but
time.
But the day you go through that and you get rid of it, it's gone out of your head. Because when you walk in, you're looking at this and you see this here and it's all here in your head. You get rid of the clutter then.
That's the word.
But it's the clutter out of your head as well. And like we all need to declutter our heads too, like, you know what I mean? Whether it is, do you know what I mean? Like,
even going away, like if we were to, if we were to go as a family to, say, dinner, just park, leave the phones in the car.
Do you do that?
We do.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So you have to. Like even there now, because I've seen like things on YouTube. Like we when you see the phones on the table, do you ever see that? It's like your attention isn't there.
Yeah.
So you're like literally you're attached to it. You're waiting for that vibration or that beep. So literally if you just remove that, it removes the kind of temptation of checking and stuff. So it is very important.
We usually say we must have a family meeting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and so a family meeting, that's what we call it, like Chinese. A family meeting. Saying like
you have your
Chinese
fast food,
what, that's the first thing on the family meeting.
What do you want?
What
bring
you want, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so basically, but you know, it's nice, you're sitting down and you're chatting. And it's very important, you know, like we all like they're all at home. Well, they're not all. Well, they are all at home. I was going to say they're not
I'm
all
across
at home.
The road
but he
them.
Spends more time at home now since he got married.
Yeah, because you live really close, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
across
he's
the road,
just,
yeah.
Just practically across the road. Like.
Fantastic.
But, you know, it's lovely. Like, but, like, you know, a problem halved or a problem is a problem shared, like, you know what I mean? And
a problem shared
is a problem halved. But anyway, but, you know, and it's just small little things, you know what I mean? Like, and it's a great time you're sitting down, like, and... Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to encourage if you notice something within a family, a person is not feeling it great, like, or whatever. Like, it's a great time, do you know what I mean? To throw things out on the table, or say what you feel.
What can we do?
What can we do? Like,
is everyone
or where
okay
we at?
Or
like, or else, do you know what I mean? Because, like, go on, you want to shake yourself up a small bit now, girl, and cough on, or he, or whatever. Like, do you know? And so sometimes you need to have to tell them directly, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And
are you all good communicators in the house?
Yeah, oh, we are.
We That's kind great. Of too honest sometimes. You
too
know?
Honest. So like, you get it straight between the eyes, like, which you need to, too.
But it's
times,
good
like.
To have that as in, like,
I get
if
it.
I was to go home and say it, say it out and not be afraid to say, you know, certain things.
Yeah. That's important.
Well, like, even Marianne and Syed now, I know they're young, but they're kind of learning as well to kind of come home and get it off their chest. Like you can tell that, you know.
Yeah, and it's
come
great.
Home stressed or something.
Whatever, like, and you
just we come here like that.
They let it out, like,
and they'll tell you straight up. You know, we were down below in the Christmas markets, and they're like, oh, you know, they were trying
because you were getting the attention.
Because we were chatting away to people, and they were like, you know, we just want to go down, get, you know, food or whatever. But like that, you give people, you know, literally just chat and gone, but.
I'd say they'll be saying something to you now because they're probably going, would they ever wrap up the chat? Because I know they want to go shopping in Limerick.
They want to go down to Limerick. Yeah, Chris, well, he did promise. That's why they're here.
Christmas shopping. Okay, we're going.
Okay, you got to get on the road. So I've loved this chat and I'm so grateful because I know it's not easy taking time and we were back and forth a lot.
It's a long time coming, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a little while. But you know, I'm so grateful that you made it work.
Yeah,
because
it
meant you had to come up from Kerry and do an overnight up here as well. So it wasn't so easy. So thanks so much.
It's grand. Like, I mean, and like I say, look, will I be the first to wish you a happy Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Happy Christmas.
To you.
Oh, he's gone.
This was a big year, but even next year is going to be an even bigger year now with the new edition. So
he's gone.
I'm excited for you.
Take it as it comes as well. You know, that's it. That's how we've been doing it for the last couple of years. So just take everything as it comes. So we're excited.
One day at a time.
That's it. Thank you so much as well for...
Will we sing that? One day at a time.
That's definitely made up song now.
That's
all
I'm
asking from
you.
If you connected to this conversation, you can spread the word, and I would be so grateful if you would by telling your friends or your family about it. You can pop it up on your social media pages, and of course you can support the podcast in all the usual ways, which really does matter. You can click follow if you haven't already, you can give a rating, or if you have a few minutes to leave a little comment on Apple, I would be so grateful. Thank you for listening to Ready to Be Real.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.